Now we're going to move on to politicians of the year, and so let's start with opposition politician of the year, Louise.
I went with Padraig Tobin. I think you referenced it earlier. He was delighted with the referendum result on family and care. He doubled his representation in the Dáil. Now, I know he went from 1 to 2, but he still doubled his representation. I think he had a very strong election campaign. I think he's a very good debater. I think there's an awful lot of people who don't agree with his views. I think his views are quite polarising, but I think at the same time can recognise he's a very good politician, very smart, very, you know, good with the one-liners, very good debater. So I'm going to give it to Padraig Tobin.
Okay. Philip?
I'm going to Holly Cairns. The Social Democrats did very well in the most recent election, and all the while Deputy Cairns was pregnant, which is quite the feat. She couldn't take part in parts of the election campaign, obviously, but she managed to keep her seat as well, which all the smart talk beforehand.
Quite some distance, yeah.
Yeah, that it was going to be a difficulty, and there was no problems at all. She seems to be a very popular TD for her constituency, and her party has increased their size, albeit minus one this week, but ordinarily that's quite an achievement, I think.
Right, that minus one nearly could have made the resignations, except it was a suspension. Now, Paul, what are you going to go for?
I gave it to Gino Kenny. He lost his seat in Dublin Midwest, the People for Profit TD. Not to be too high-minded, because I know this is a very light version of this show, but I think it's the job of national legislators to put national issues on the agenda, and Gino Kenny put assisted dying on the agenda for the last 4.5 years. He deserves massive credit. He's been a fantastic rep. I've known him for a decade and a half. I covered Clondalkin in a local paper. I've seen the work that he does on the ground. As a national legislator, the issue of assisted dying wouldn't be where it is without Gino Kenny, and he deserves credit for that.
Okay. Harry, who did you go for?
I didn't go for Gino Kenny, but I'd agree with Paul. Gino was one of the nicest politicians I've ever met. And a man of many kind of hidden attributes. He's a long distance walker. He goes on these very long solo walks for weeks at an end during the summer. And I've always had a lot of time for Gino, a very decent person. We'd be sorry to see him go. I actually went for Ivana Bacic. It was a toss up between the leader of the Social Democrats and the Labour Party. But I think the Social Democrats were probably on an increase. The mercury was rising. Whereas when Ivana Bacic took over the Labour Party, the party was in chaos, and she has managed to kind of turn the ship around. And people were saying that the Labour Party were done and dusted and they were gone, and she's managed to bring the party to the strongest pace it's possibly been since before 2016. And also, I just have liked her style of leadership. She tends to be more solution-focused, slightly less negative, sometimes a little bit too jolly hockey sticks for some people. But she is very much a person who has kind of changed the manner in which opposition leaders have performed in the Dáil. And I just like the way that she did it. So for that reason, Ivana Bacic was my choice.
OK. Can anybody really compete, though, with somebody, I suppose, Philip's nomination there, who increased the seat count and amidst it all gave birth?
On
that
election
is
day.
Yeah.
The timing of the birth is
iconic. Iconic.
I think she's going to take her full maternity leave as well. So I think Kino Callan will be, you know, the deputy leader will be the proxy leader for the next eight or 9 months.
Okay.
I'm happy to give it to Holly Cairns.
Let's give it to Holly.
Great, okay, all right.